Thank you, choir. Please, before you sit down, tell the neighbor beside you and say, neighbor, welcome to the third month. It is our month of walking with God. And this month, the Lord will hold your hand and walk with you throughout this month in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you, church. You can have your seats. I want to welcome every one of us to the month of March. And I also want to congratulate someone. 30 days fasting with prayer is almost what? Amen. You still have opportunity if you have not started. There is still 2 more days. If you have eaten breakfast this morning, don't worry. Grace will cover you. But continue. Amen. And it's important, you see, when there is a corporate altar, when you join, there is always a blessing. Praise God. So please join us 6 p.m. today and then 6 p.m. tomorrow. You see, the one tomorrow is the last day, correct? It's even special because it's a special day for our Father in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, brethren. When you believe a prophet in the name of a prophet, you will receive the reward of a prophet. And so I prophesy for everyone who has been consistent, joining their faith together upon this altar, that over your life continually, the altar of God will continue to speak. Amen. Favor. Amen. We continue to speak. Amen. Increase. We continue to speak glory. Amen. We continue to speak rest. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to talk about the theme for the month, walking with God. Last month was a month of consecration. And you see, when a man consecrates himself or herself to the Lord, the next thing for you is to begin to walk with our God. Amen. Let's read the book of Genesis chapter 5 from verse 21 to verse 24. Genesis chapter 5 from verse 21 to verse 24. And this is talking about Enoch. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. Praise God. Praise God. Beloved, I will start by letting us know that in this month of March, if you ever want to walk with God, the only criteria is that you must give your life to Christ, and you must what? Walk in holiness. Amen. Without holiness, the Bible says, no pastor, no apostle, no priest, no bishop will see the Lord. Amen. And so for every one of us, the important criteria here, you want to walk with God, you must be what? Holy. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. And I'm starting with this because this is where the emphasis is, verse 15. But as he which had called you is holy. Church, who has called us? But as God who has called you is holy. What does the Bible say we should do? So be ye in all manner of conversation. That means everything about you, let holiness be synonymous with you. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. From verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, from verse 1. We're still talking about holiness. Amen. It says, furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, exhort you by our Lord Jesus Christ, that as you have received us, you ought to do what? To do what, church? To walk and to do what? To please. So ye will abound more and more. Verse 2. When you begin to walk, he said, for you know what commandment we gave you by the Lord Jesus. Verse 3. We're reading to verse 4. For this is the will of God. Hello, church. What is the will of God? Can we read that verse 3 together? For this is the will of God. Even your, when you are sanctified, that is when you can walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let me put it again this way. When we talk about walking with God, what does it really mean to walk? When you live consistently. Amen. When you live consistently in holiness, when your fellowship, your intimacy, and your trust is in God, then you are walking with God. Let me put it again. What does it mean to walk with God? When you are living a consistent, intimate fellowship and trust in God and God alone. If we go back to our text from verse 21, the Bible says, and Enoch was 65 years, correct? And he gave birth to a son called Methuselah. And he had an encounter after he gave birth to Methuselah. We don't know what happened. I'm praying for someone that the Lord will give you an encounter. Yeah. I said, the Lord will give you an encounter. Yeah. You see, when you have an encounter that will cause you to begin to walk with God, your life will never remain the same. And so God gave him an encounter, because the Bible says he lived 65 years. He gave birth to Methuselah. Next verse now says, and he began to walk with God after he gave birth to Methuselah. For how many years, church? How many years? When you walk with God consistently for 300 years, the grace is still available today. Tell your neighbor, you must walk with God. Because you cannot walk alone in the journey of life. Praise the Lord. Enoch walked with God consistently in fellowship for 300 years. Beloved, no wonder God, you know, when in the Garden of Eden, when God will come down to come and fellowship with Adam and Eve, we didn't know how many days they walked with God before sin came in. And God was still looking for that fellowship. And so when he saw that with Enoch, I mean, like for 300 years, beloved, that was something else. That's a different level. And God said, I am enjoying this fellowship. I'm going to break the protocol, the rule that I set. You are not going to pass through the portals of grave. He walked with God and he walked to glory. You want to walk in glory, then you must walk with God. Hello, church. We're just about to finish 30 days prayer and fasting. And I believe that we have understood what it means to consecrate ourselves to God. It means to live a holy life. Because when holiness is your watchword, then you will be able to walk with God. And Enoch walked with God. What does it really entail to walk with God? Amen. If you go to verse 24, let's read it in Amplify. Let's read it in Amplify version. What does it really mean to walk with God? Amen. And Enoch Amplified, not Amplified Classic. Amplified. All right, I'll read it from here. What does it mean to walk with God? So Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24. I think I want someone to actually read it so that it's not going to be my word. Can someone read that scripture for us in Amplified, not the Amplified Classic? I can read it from here. Enoch walked in habitual fellowship with God. Amen. In what? I think Classic and Amplified is the same thing. Enoch walked in habitual. What does it mean to use the word habitual? Consistency. We're still using grammar here. Amen. Right? To be consistent. Frequent. Which other word? When something becomes your lifestyle habit, amen. Praise God. Do you know that if you don't have a fear and reverence awe for something or someone, you will not work with them? Praise God. You want to work with God. What does it mean? It means to walk in reverent awe and fear of God. You are not, it's not as if you are not afraid, but you are walking based on when you revere someone, when you reference them. Hello, church. Today, I want you to understand. You see, when the scripture says you don't have to be afraid of God, because he's the one who can kill both soul and body and destroy them in hell. So you are not afraid because of what God will do to you. You are what? You are afraid of his greatness, of his glory, that I cannot afford to mess up. Are we together, church? To walk in reverence awe. Praise the Lord. To walk in reverence fear of the Lord. I'm still looking for, there's another version that I want to read. When we talk about I believe this is good news. KJV, NIV, Amplified. Good News Translation still use the word fellowship. Amplified. Okay. Praise the Lord. Because I was wondering what I'm seeing here is different from what they are showing me, because I know what I'm saying. Can you read it? Let's have a mic, please.
And in.
It's good to compare scriptures with scriptures so that when you are reading with understanding.
And in Rev. So, and in reverent fear.
Go ahead. We're hearing you.
And in reverent fear and obedience, Enoch walked with God.
Let's stop there first. And in what? And Enoch walked with God. The question is this: can you see God? Hello, church. But how do you know you are walking with God? The Bible says, and in reverent fear and obedience, Enoch walked with God, and he was not found among men, because God took him away to be with him. Praise the Lord. And we know how God took him away. God translated him and said, you are not going to pass through the portals of grave. When we talk about reverence, fear, awe, obedience to God, it goes beyond just you are afraid of your parents. And so because of that fear, you are going to just do certain things just to please them. Are we together? That's not the fear we're talking about. When you have a reverence awe, a reverence fear of someone, you will know that this person, whether they are there or not, I must stick to the plan. When you said you have given your life to Christ and you want to walk with God, he says it has to be in reverent fear and obedience. Because I kept wondering, for what is this man doing for 300 years? Consistency. Walking with God. Beloved, it goes beyond just what you say. When you see a man that fears God, that have a reverent fear and awe of God, because that will affect your thoughts, your steps, everything that you do, knowing that there is one who you are walking with. Growing up, I know some of us will have seen that particular poster some years back of a particular, I believe a particular Christian walking by the beach, and we can see only one footprint, correct? Praise God. Some of us who are old school will remember. Hallelujah. And this particular person was complaining and said, God, when I was passing through certain things in life, I can only see one footprint. That means you are not with me. And the Lord told him, it was because I was the one carrying you. When you walk with God in reverent fear and obedience, in reverent fear and obedience, that is what it means to walk with God. You are not walking by yourself. Let's move on. What does it mean to walk with God? To walk in humility. The Bible says in the book of Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, to walk in humility. God has showed thee, O man, what is good, what the Lord requires, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to do what? And to walk out humbly with thy God. To walk humbly, to walk in humility. James chapter 4, verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. Still talking about humility. He says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud. But what happens? He gives grace to who? When you are humble, God will multiply grace to walk with him. If you go down to verse 10, humility is not something that cannot be seen, but it's also not something that you try to manufacture. It must become a thing of the heart, because you cannot walk with God if you are not humble. One of the things that God himself resists is a proud look. Verse 10 says, humble yourself. Where? Do you know there are some people that are not humble in the sight of God, but in the sight of men, they are saints. He says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, because he's the one who will lift you up. He's the one who will hold you by the hand and walk with you. Praise the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 15 and verse 33, Psalm 15 and verse 33, walking in reverence, fear, and awe, walking in humility of heart. Praise God. The book of Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 33. Proverbs 15 and 33. He says, the fear of the Lord is the what? Is the instruction of, and before honor is what? The greatest honor that a man can receive in life is to ascend to glory, to be with the Lord. And God honored the consistency of Enoch for 300 years. But the Bible says before that honor will come, there must be what? Humility. You want to walk with God, you must walk in humility. Praise the Lord. The other one I want to mention, which is the third one, you want to walk with God, you must walk by faith. Amen. I'm sure we know what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that you have not seen. Let me define again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not. When the Bible says by faith, Hebrews 11, verse 5, talks about Enoch. It says, by faith. This Enoch was translated. Now let's read NIV so that we can get the context. Now I love KJV, but let's read NIV for context for order. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience. What kind of death are we talking about here? Physical death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. But before he was taken away, he was commended as one who did what? When you walk by faith, everyone will commend you, not men. By faith, if you start from, verse 1 now, it talks about other heroes of faith. It says, by faith, they obtain. By faith, they obtain. By faith, they obtain. By faith, Enoch walked with God. By faith, Abraham walked with God. I'm sure we remember Abraham when God called him out of his father's house, all of the Chaldees. He says, I'm going to take you to the land of promise. And so Abraham left, and people were asking him, where are you going to? I don't know. Faith. Someone says faith. I'm sure most of us understood what it means to embark on the journey of faith. Hallelujah. When they will show you the bill, that this is what this project will cost, and you know the one who told you in the secret, in the audience of one, says, go ahead. And people are asking you, Pastor, how are we going to do this? And he says, God will take care of it. By what? And God can never be late. You want to walk with God, you must walk by faith. Praise God. Praise God. Abraham, when he was called to a place that he did not know where he was going. You are going to Canada. What are you going to do? I don't know. Where are you going to stay? I don't know. But here you are. Ebenezer. Ebenezer. It is good to walk in faith. But without faith, I believe that's verse 6 now, it is impossible to please God. You cannot walk with him if you are not walking in faith. Because faith will show you, the world will show you, this is the medical report. Faith will see that medical report as though it did not exist. Amen. Are we together, church? Am I speaking with someone? To someone? Because the Spirit of the Lord is emphasizing to someone that what you see, that negative and persistent pattern is over. That negative, consistent pattern is over. I'm seeing someone smiling and laughing. And the Lord is saying, this month, and it has to do with immigration. And the Lord is saying, this month is your month of laughter. Yeah. This month is your month of laughter. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Abraham walked with God by faith. The son of promise, Isaac. The Lord placed a demand. Go and sacrifice him. The Bible says by faith, Abraham took the boy, put him on the altar. He was about to do what? And the Lord told him, no. I only want to test your faith. I'm not interested in taking this boy. Do you know that it would have been easy for anybody else to sacrifice Ishmael? Amen. When we talk about sacrifice, God, when you place a demand, he's not going to ask for your Ishmael. It is the Isaac. Someone says faith. Because Abraham believed that even if God killed this boy, he's able to raise him up again. Faith is what sees the impossible as though they did not exist. Because when David stood before Goliath, he had faith, not in his own strength. He says, because you have defiled the God of Israel. Today, this is how you are going. Can you imagine a small boy telling a champion, this is how you are going to die? And do you know that that was exactly what happened? Someone says faith. When you walk with God, you will walk in faith. I can tell you, church, beloved, there are certain steps that we have taken, and when you look back, you began to wonder. Say, God, thank you for bailing me out. Because it was a walk of pure faith. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Walking with God starts with reverent fear and obedience. Humility. The walk of faith. And the fourth one that I will mention is that you must walk in the light of his word. You must walk in the light of his word. Whatsoever, that's what Jesus' mother told them, whatsoever he asks you to do, don't ask question. Just do it. In the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7. The Bible says, as ye have therefore received Christ, so do what? Walk ye in him. Let me ask us. When you first gave your life to Christ, how was the experience? Some of us were ready to go to shrine and, you know, to just go physically, to go and put, why? What happened now? Praise God. As you have received Christ, because Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and who changed? We are the one who changed. His word is forever settled. Where? His word will not come back to him void. You must walk in the light of his word. When God gave that promise to Abraham that you are going to become father of many nations. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. He says, let's help God. And there came Ishmael. And God kept telling him, no, you need to walk in my word, because my word will not come back to me void. And God asked him to come out. He says, count the stars. He began to count. Can you really count the stars? That was when he understood. And the Bible says, Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And in Genesis 21, verse 1, the Bible says, and God visited Sarah as he had. What has God said? Hello, church. Who has said it? Whose word is it? Then why are you doubting? The Lord visited Sarah as he has said it, and did unto Sarah as he had. The Lord will visit you. Yes. I said he will visit you. Yes. As he has said. Yes. And he will do unto you that which he had spoken. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Walk in the light of his word. Whatsoever his word says. Is it one of our sisters said you can take it to the bank? Amen. Because the word will never fail. Walking with God. As a roundup, one of the blessings, one of the benefits of walking with God is what I will call divine revelation. If you go back to the story of what's his name now? Noah in Genesis chapter 6 from verse 13 to 14. Genesis chapter 6 verse 13 to 14. When God saw that everything, the earth was filled with violence, he says, I'm going to destroy the earth. Next verse now. God now said to Noah, you go and make an ark. Do you know that you cannot be successful in this bedeviled world if you don't have revelation from God? Amen. God revealed to Noah that I'm going to destroy this world. But that revelation comes in the place of walking with him. I believe earlier in that particular chapter, the Bible says Noah was a just and upright man. That was what caused God to reveal himself to him. Talking about Abraham, praise God. In Genesis chapter 16, Genesis 16 from verse 16. I believe that was when God, Abraham was 86 years old. Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. Next verse. Yes, and the Bible said the Lord appeared to him. Now look at this, the scripture, beloved. God said, I am the Lord Almighty God. Walk before me and be what? But Abraham was walking with God before, right? And God says, for me to really fulfill the promise of Isaac, you need to stop all this, your hanky-panky. At that time, he already had Ishmael. God says, you really want the son of promise to come? Walk before me and be what? Next verse. Amen. I will make my covenant between me and you. God began to reveal to him what he's going to do. I'm going to make you a great nation. Divine revelation. Beloved, what God reveals, he fulfills. I'm sure we know we're still claiming Abrahamic blessing today. And in Genesis 24, I believe verse 1 now, the Bible says when Abraham was old, and God has blessed him, well, stricken in age, God has blessed him in how many things? Divine revelation. When God revealed to you the blueprint of your destiny, it will never leave you in dark for evil to overtake you. Praise God. One of the blessings, one of the benefits also of walking with God is what I will call divine instruction. You see, God will not reveal something and leave you to go and figure it out. God told Noah there's going to be what? Flood, correct? But he also gave him instruction on what to do. Go and make an ark. God is the first architect. He gave Noah the blueprint. The ark is going to be, this is the dimension, this is the length, this is the breadth, this is the width. It's going to have how many stories? Praise God. Instruction in life can only be received in the place of intimacy when you walk with him. Hallelujah. When Noah followed the instruction of God, you know, when he was building the ark, I'm sure everybody was looking at him and said, something is wrong with this old man. When you are standing on the word, who received the word? Hello, who did God give the word to? You, correct? Even if God spoke to someone else, will it be exactly the same thing? When God gives you a unique vision that is specific to you, stand on it. Because when everybody was making fun of him, what they did not understand is that God has spoken. And one of the blessings that comes with walking with God is what I will call divine preservation. Because when the flood came, who had the laugh last? Amen. Beloved, I'm going to stop here. But I'd like to say this. After these 30 days, make it count. It cannot be business as usual again. You must do what? Walk with God. Because when you walk with him, there will be divine revelation. The things that God does for you, for your family, for your household, for your career, for your lineage, for your generation, will be revealed. He says, how can I do this and not tell Abraham, my friend, what I want to do? God is still a revealer. And that's why the Bible says secret things belong to him. Amen. But the things that he has what? Revealed. If God gives you the full picture now, then there will be no need for dependency on him again. That's why the Bible says we know in part, We understand in part. And that's why the scripture says the path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter. The more you walk with him, the more God will continue to open you up to the vistas and realms that are beyond your current level. I've said this, church. Some of us are not entering into that next level that God has for you, because this version of you, God knows that if I give it to you now, no, you are going to mess up. And so he's saying, come up and walk with me. Enoch walked with God, and he ended up walking to glory. Let's rise up. I'm going to add. For me, I love this. One of the blessings, the benefit of walking with God, is because there will always be divine answer. Amen. Abraham stood on the word of God. And from where we read in that Genesis 21. And God visited Sarah as he has said. You're going to pray. God must visit you. But you know that it's not going to be at your terms. Hello, church. Let's listen. There are a lot of things that we are trusting God and we are believing God. But church, God is only bound to honor his word. What God has not said he will do for you, and you are trusting. Do you know you can trust God for something? But God has not said I'm going to do it. You are the one that wants God to do it, because that is what you want, your own way. When God would do something, if he has said, now if he's the one who has told you that I'm going to do this, then you can believe him. But if God has not said, this is what I want to do, but you are the one that wants it that way. That's the reason why when you are standing on the wall, you need to know. I love the scripture. And when someone shares with me, I'm trusting God for this. Show me in the scripture, what did you receive from God? What word is backing up that revelation? So that you will know it is from God, not just your own mindset. Are we together, church? Who is ready to walk with God? I would like you to pray. I'll give you a minute. Talk to the Lord. Walking with God is not a walk as you want. It's a walk as he leads. Are you walking with God, or you are walking alone? There are some of us that we are walking by ourselves, and we assume that we are walking with God. In the journey of life, are you walking by yourself, thinking you are walking with God? Holy Spirit, help us to walk with you in spirit and in truth, in holiness and righteousness. Help me to walk in the light of your word. What has the word of God said to you? The word said you will be the head and not the tail. The word says you will be on top and never beneath. The word said the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. And even though, that's what the psalmist says, I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, your word says you are still with me. Your rod and your staff in that valley of the shadow of death, they comfort me. And so I don't have to be afraid of what I see, because I know whatever I see now, they are stepping stones to my next level. As I walk with God, I walk with God. I walk in power. I walk in grace. I walk in wisdom. I walk in understanding. I know more than my professors. I know more than the ancient, because I am walking with the one who is called the Ancient of Days. Are you walking with him, or you are walking by yourself? Give me that grace, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you. the first day of this third month. You send your word to us this morning, Lord, that in this journey, oh God, without you, we are nothing. Absolutely nothing without you. And so, Father, we receive grace to walk with you in spirit and in truth, in holiness and righteousness. The grace, Lord, not to never walk alone, but to walk in the light of your word, to walk in faith, to walk, oh God, in reverence, fear, and awe of you, to humble ourselves before you, oh God. Give us that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And for as many who have been walking with you, one of the benefits, Lord, of walking with you is that there will always be divine answer. The vision may tarry. Your word says we should wait for it because it will surely come to pass. Everyone who has been walking with you, standing on your word, Father, this month, in this month of man, as they step into this month, suddenly let their answer show up. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.